One of the beautiful things about truth is that it is by its very nature whole. It has wholeness about it. And in your world, what you very often see is people who are separating from truth and therefore are separating from wholeness. We are sure you have all, observed or experienced those who tell you about the high level of their spirituality. And we know by now you are wise enough when you hear that, that quite possibly you drop your head so you can focus on your toes while you hear what is coming next. Because spiritual people, you see, do not do that. But people who have separated from the truth of who they are do that about any number of things. They do that about how spiritual they are, how smart they are, how powerful they are, how rich they are, how there is a rather long list of things that you hear that tell you that people have separated from the truth of who they really are. Now, these things are not, we are not pointing a behavioral finger here at any of this. We simply want you to be aware that when you are hearing that a lot, you must know that somewhere within the person there is a separation from truth. And when you hear that, it does not mean that you need to run away, even though you may feel like running away. What it does mean is that you want to keep in mind that when you are dealing with this person, you may not be dealing with a truthful person, even though they may believe that they are. So what we believe, you have an old saying about taking something with a grain of salt. When you see a person who is separated from their core and from their truth, then what they say needs to be taken with a grain of salt. They may have no idea that they are not being whole and truthful, but it will maybe that they are not being whole and truthful because they have already told you that they are not speaking from the center of their own truth, from the center of who they are. Now, we know there is no perfection in the world, but we want you to be particularly alert to this because the times we are in are changing very quickly, and we are being asked to be more who we really are and more truthful about who we really are. Now, when we are talking about a spiritual truth, let us tell you what we are not talking about. We are not talking about confessing every deed of your life or even talking about everything in your life. That is not what truth means on a spiritual level. What truth means on a spiritual level is that you are aware of who you are. You know your heart. And when you let what you say come from your high self through you and gently communicate with the world around you, you are doing the most powerful thing you can do. That is so much stronger than trying to prove to the world that you are any of those things we mentioned on that list. When you are in your power, you do not care about proving yourself to anyone. Let us say that again. When you are in connection with your high self and you are in your heart, you do not care about proving yourself to anyone. That is a point of high power for a woman. Now, does that mean that there are not people who will be impressed by chatter and talk and the ego being built up? Of course there are people like that, but you do not want to be doing business with them. Because they are not safe people either. They also are not in their truth, because they are listening to someone else's ego blowing itself up and thinking to themselves, if I could be connected to this person, then I would be important like that too. Another lie. So in this lesson, and remembering how this is in the world, remember that it is not weak to be in the center of yourself. It is not weak to know what is true for you and to be able to speak from that truth. As a matter of fact, that is the strongest place that you can be. Now, this for a woman who has been told forever that she must prove herself and that she must prove to others that she is whatever you have been taught you are supposed to be, to give up that struggle, to give it up, to put it down, requires some work. But it is work that is worthwhile, because when you are able to put down that, I will prove, I will prove, I will prove, and allow yourself to be something that is greater than anything you could ever prove, you will find that you are entering a place in life where you will at last be able to access in clarity the truth of your own path, the power on it, the love and the abundance on it, in a way that can move on forever. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Follow your breath. Know that your spirit is in your breath. And where your breath goes, love goes. Wisdom goes. Healing goes. Feel a warm rain falling and falling around the outside of your body and washing away your worry, washing away your stress. Let it go as you exhale. And become aware of the flame that is your spirit above your head. And see that flame into your body. Let it come into your crown. and make the crown expand, for your spirit wants you to receive abundantly. And feel the flame of your spirit come into your third eye and illuminate the third eye. For your spirit wants you wise and intuitive. Feel the flame move into your throat. For your spirit wants you to speak what is true, what is kind, what is simple and powerful. Feel the flame of your spirit come into your heart center. And feel the light touch every part of your heart, from the past, the present, and know that that light will take your heart into the future, in truth, in light. Feel the flame of your spirit move into your solar plexus. And feel that flame displace from the solar plexus emotions that may have been there longer than they need to be. For your spirit wants you to feel and release. Feel the flame of the spirit in the second center. And feel its power to displace the judgment and the shame that may have gathered in your body through the years. For your spirit wants you to cleanse naturally without judgment. Feel the spirit coming into your root. And feel the light of that flame begin to gather up the pieces of your creating, of your life creation. Draw them together into the form that is uniquely yours. Illuminate them. And make your creation, your life. Now feel the flame of your spirit return to your heart so that your heart can grow, expand, serve you well. And feel the golden light of the universe pouring into your body, filling your mind, your thoughts, flowing down your spine to strengthen you, across your shoulders to take away your burden, filling your arms and your hands so that it is in wisdom and love that you choose what you do and how you do it. Let the universe's golden light fill your trunk for healing, for strengthening. Move down through your legs and your feet so that you are one with the knowledge of how you are loved and supported as you walk in the world. When you are full of the gold,
Feel that golden light move past your body to make a field of attraction so that you draw to yourself all that is like you, all that is for your highest good, for your love, for your abundance, for your right action, for your learning, for your growth. And feel the light that you are. Bring your attention into your heart center and see that a gift has been left there for you. Rest your mind. Put down any trying and simply see in the center of your heart the thing that has been left for you. Now feel Mother God's love all around you. And rest in it. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.